Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on telephone, strongly condemns Pahalgam terror attack. India and Japan reaffirm their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. Indian Navy and DRDO successfully conduct combat firing of indigenously designed and developed multi-influence ground mine. Center asks several states to conduct mock drills on Wednesday to evaluate civil defense preparedness. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says implementation of 3 new criminal laws will enhance the efficiency and accountability of the police at the grassroots level. At the Khelo India Youth Games, Karnataka leads the medals tally with 4 golds. And in IPL cricket, match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Delhi Capitals underway in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. Russian President Vladimir Putin today spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later this year. India and Japan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. The two nations reviewed the defense and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during the bilateral meeting held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi today. The ministers welcomed the growing diversity and frequency of defense exercises and exchanges between the two countries and concurred to enhance the scope and complexity of these engagements. Both leaders agreed to add new dimensions to the robust maritime cooperation between India and Japan. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations. You had earlier laid foundation for a strong bilateral defense partnership by concluding defense equipment and technical cooperation agreement and the protection of classified military information. As you have taken over the charge of ministry again, I am confident our cooperation will attain greater heights.
Mr. Singh condemned Pakistan's state policy of cross-border terrorism against India, perpetrated through state and non-state actors. He stated that such attacks destabilize regional peace and security. Ahead of the meeting, General Nakatani was given a tri-services guard of honor. He laid a wreath at the National War Memorial and paid homage to the fallen heroes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Fukushira Nukaga, in New Delhi today, along with his parliamentary colleagues and business delegation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he thanked Mr. Nukaga for the expression of solidarity and support on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He appreciated his leadership in developing this natural relationship between India and Japan. Indian Navy and Defense Research and Development Organization have successfully undertaken combat firing of the indigenously designed and developed multi-influence ground mine. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, Indian Navy and the industry on this achievement. He said that the system would further enhance undersea warfare capabilities of the Indian Navy. DRDO Chairman Dr. Samir V. Kamat said, with this validation trial, the system is now ready for induction into the Indian Navy. A report.
MIGM system is an advanced underwater naval mine and it is designed to enhance the Indian Navy's capabilities against modern stealth ships and submarines. Multi-influence ground mine or MIGM is equipped with multiple sensors for recording of influences like acoustic, magnetic, pressure generated by marine vessels. It has a built-in electronic system that comprises data acquisition electronics with ARM processors along with peripheral devices for processing the data and to generate commands to initiate the desired course of actions. With Bhupendra's report, Saira Mushtaba, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Union Home Ministry has asked several states to conduct mock drills on Wednesday to evaluate civil defense preparedness. Sources in the ministry said that the measures to be undertaken include operationalization of air raid warning sirens and training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of a hostile attack. Sources added, the measures also include the provision of crash blackout measures, provision for early camouflaging of vital installations, an update of the evacuation plan and its rehearsal. A mock drill is a kind of a practice operation designed to prepare individuals for potential emergencies or critical situations. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Home Minister and Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has said that the implementation of the three new criminal laws introduced under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will enhance the efficiency and accountability of the police at the grassroots level. Mr. Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting in New Delhi with Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta to review the implementation of three new criminal laws in the national capital. Addressing the meeting, he issued directives to ensure accountability of officers in the implementation of these criminal laws. Mr. Shah emphasized that the process of filing charge sheets within 60 and 90 days must be continuously monitored with strict adherence to their timelines. The meeting reviewed the implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensics. The Union Home Secretary, the Chief Secretary of the National Capital Territory, the Commissioner of Delhi Police and others were present in the meeting. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches at 10 locations in Rajasthan, Haryana and Delhi to probe the 2024 Neem Rana Hotel firing attack linked to Canada-based Khalistani terrorist Arsh Dalla. The attack aimed at terrorizing people and extorting money. The NIA investigations revealed Dalla's associates used terror and violence to raise funds for the banned Khalistani outfits. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, has attached assets worth 2,348 crore rupees belonging to WTC Faridabad Infrastructure Private Limited and other entities in connection with a massive real estate fraud. The ED has alleged that the head of the group, Ashish Bhalla, duped over 12,000 investors by promising assured returns on investments but diverted and siphoned off funds. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today dedicated to the nation and laid foundation stone to multiple highway projects in Telangana worth 6,100 crore rupees. Speaking at the public meeting held at Ambepet in Hyderabad this evening, the minister said that 2 lakh crore worth projects will be taken up in Telangana in next 2 to 3 years.
राज्य का ट्राइबल जिला मुलुगु हो या कोठागुड़म चाहे जिला आदिलाबाद हो या गढ़वाल राज्य के किसी कोने से हैदराबाद आना और जाना अब बहुत जल्दी आसान हो जाएगा। हमारी सरकार ने पूरी तेलंगाना में राष्ट्रीय राजमार्गों को काफी बढ़िया प्लानिंग करके जाल बिछाने की कोशिश की है।
Union Minister and senior BJP leader Bhupendra Yadav today accused Congress of doing vote bank politics on the issue of Waqf Amendment Act. Addressing the Minorities Intellectuals Meet in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said Congress had no concrete opinion on Waqf Amendment Bill when it was brought in the Parliament.
कांग्रेस के समय की भी कमेटी में कहा गया था कि जी वक्फ की संपत्ति का डिजिटल देखरेख और रिकॉर्ड होना चाहिए. आज अगर वो सरकार करने जा रही है तो इसमें कांग्रेस को आपत्ति क्या है? सरकार ने सारे विषयों का जवाब इस पूरे एक्ट के माध्यम से दिया. कांग्रेस जो परिवार है वो तो इसमें कहीं थे नहीं, और कौन बोले क्या बोले ये पता नहीं था, लेकिन भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने पूरी प्रखरता के साथ सारे विषयों को रखा.
The Punjab government has decided not to give even a single drop of water to Haryana beyond its share. However, the 4,000 cubics of water which Punjab has given to Haryana on humanitarian account will be continued for now. The decision was unanimously taken in a special session of Vidhan Sabha called today on the water issue. Earlier, Punjab's Water Resources Minister Barinder Kumar Goyal moved the resolution during the special session and it was taken up for discussion in the House. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Asian Development Bank ADB President Masato Kanda during the 58th ADB annual meeting at Milan in Italy today. During the meeting, the finance minister reiterated that India focuses on private sector-led economic growth and has been consistently creating a conducive policy and regulatory ecosystem through bold initiatives for greater ease of doing business. The ADB president expressed ADB's full support to India's development priorities, guided by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. And now, news from Khelo India Youth Games 2025. India, India, Khelo India, Khel Kiran, Bihar ke san, Khelo India. In Khelo India Youth Games, Karnataka team surged to the top of the charts with 4 of the 7 gold medals on offer in the BIPARD swimming pool in Gaya. Aditi Satish Hegde campaigned to retain a pride of place in Khelo India won the girls' 200-meter freestyle gold medal in swimming for Maharashtra. Judoka Stanzin Dichan in 63kg class and Gargi Tokas in 40kg put Delhi on the medal table by striking gold. Rajasthan found their first 2 gold medals through the mixed team 10-meter air pistol combination of Prachi and Mayank Chaudhary in Delhi and Judoka Ashwin Bharadwaj in 81kg in Patna. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Prachi said that the match against Uttar Pradesh was very exciting and the game point helped Rajasthan to secure the victory.
मेरा नाम प्राची है और मैं खेलो इंडिया में पार्टिसिपेट करा था. मैंने फाइनल में मैंने गोल्ड मेडल मैच खेला था जिसमें मैंने राजस्थान को रिप्रेजेंट किया और मेरे अपोनेंट उत्तर प्रदेश था, जिसमें गेम बहुत एक्साइटिंग रहा. जिस तरीके से हमने खेला, पहले लीड ले ली थी राजस्थान की टीम ने, फिर उसके बाद उत्तर प्रदेश हमारे लेवल पे आ गया था, फिर दोबारा से राजस्थान ने लीड ले ली थी, लास्ट में मैच पॉइंट जीत के हमने गोल्ड मेडल जीत लिया.
For Karnataka, Krish Sukumar won the boys' 100-meter breaststroke in swimming, while Manvi Verma added 2 gold medals to the tally with a win in the girls' 100-meter breaststroke event and in the 50-meter butterfly final. Karnataka's 4th gold came from Sri Charani Tumu, who dominated her teammate Aditi Mule, and Maharashtra's Aditi Hegde winning the girls' 800-meter freestyle. Kerala's S. Abhinav in 200-meter freestyle and Assam's Janajoy Jyoti Hazarika in boys' 50-meter butterfly were the other gold winners in swimming. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals were 123 for 6 after 18.5 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad in Hyderabad. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad won the toss and decided to bowl first. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Saurashtra, Kutch, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Uttarakhand and West Rajasthan tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on telephone, strongly condemns Pahalgam terror attack. India and Japan reaffirm their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. Indian Navy and DRDO successfully conduct combat firing of indigenously designed and developed multi-influence ground mine. Center asks several states to conduct mock drills on Wednesday to evaluate civil defense preparedness. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says implementation of three new criminal laws will enhance the efficiency and accountability of the police at the grassroots level. And at Khelo India Youth Games, Karnataka leads the medals tally with four golds. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.